It's almost like welcome everyone to We Live Here Auténtico, our collaboration with We Live Here by St. Louis Public Radio and Auténtico Podcast.
Hola a todos, thank you for hitting play on this episode. You are in for a great story. Today we're chatting with a star, a legend, a trailblazer in our community, Gilberto Pinela.
Oh my God, he's loving that you're saying all of those things, Gabby. Today, our story is with Gilberto Pinela, an amazing Boricua. He came to St. Louis during the 90s to work for a hotel company, then for an accounting firm, and many other jobs after, including television. He is currently the communications manager at Cortex Innovation Community and has a long story of being an advocate for Latinos in St. Louis while still working on television and emceeing events in our region.
He is a star for sure, so get ready for the telenovela. You really don't know where it will take you. Hear his journey from the hotel company to television.
So when I was 7 years old, you know, I in Puerto Rico, just imagine me as a tiny boy, my parents took me to a game show, one of the television networks in San Juan, and I happened to be picked from the audience to participate in one of those games. And then I won that night. And the next day, everybody in my hood, I used to live in the projects, they were like, oh my God, we saw you on TV last night, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I was like 7, 8 years old. So that left an impression in me, which it manifested when I arrived in San Luis because I wasn't feeling happy. I wasn't feeling complete. I wasn't feeling like I was achieving my dream. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and pursue this. Even though I'm in a new city, strange city, perhaps somebody like me will not be welcome to be on television or be anything in public media, or in media. But I'm going to do it. And the first thing that I needed to do was I have to go to school to learn the craft. So I enrolled in San Luis Community College at Forest Park to take some media classes. And that's how the journey started.
Gilberto was determined. He had a dream, and it will become reality, but not without struggle.
I didn't understand the culture of the culture, didn't understand me as well. I was the only Latine person in the room, in the environment that I was working. So there was a lot of learning on both sides of the aisle. This was the first time that I was in the Midwest, and I was here by myself, no family whatsoever. So the beginning part of the journey was really rough because I lived in New York I lived in the East Coast until I arrived here, and it was a total different scene from what you see today, right? So in order for me to find out where my Latino people were, I had to listen only on Saturdays on KDHX. There was one show hosted by Mateo Mulcahy called Sábados Tropicales. And that was it. It was 2 hours and nothing else. And then we didn't have any AM radio. We didn't have anything. So I arrived, I looked at Kinner Plaza, and I was like sobbing. Like, oh my gosh, for the first time, I miss my culture. Because, you know, you're in the East Coast, you're in New York, you're in New Jersey, and you see Latinos everywhere. So coming to Missouri, coming to San Luis, different story.
Imagine being away from the flavors you grew up with, the music you grew up listening to, the voices in your native language, the hugs from your family, the dances and traditions. According to estimates from the U.S. Census, there are around 8,000 Puerto Ricans living in St. Louis, con orgullo. The Post-Dispatch reported that nearly 5 million Americans who identify as Puerto Rican live in the territorial United States. Since 1917, more than 200,000 American citizens from Puerto Rico have served in the military. Like Gilberto, and retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jaime Torres, who received the 2017 Senior Service Award from the then Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson for his work in St. Louis, y muy querido for all of his contributions. After arriving in St. Louis, Gilberto started to find places and ways to get connected again. And when they didn't exist, he helped create the places and opportunities.
I started a business called the Greenery Plan Company with a friend of mine who became my partner. And I decided that I wanted to be involved in the regional chamber of commerce, and also I wanted the RCGA at that point in time, and then discovered the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I said, well, I got to join that because, you know, I'm Latino, Boricua, come on. I have to be there. So we fought very, very hard. So if I am a trailblazer, as you say, I will say that it was because somebody already had opened the path and I was able to pick up where, you know, and gather with a group of people that had the same intentionality of making sure that we had representation at that point in time. And, you know, the opportunities that you have after you came back, after you came in, you know, were more available to you at that point in time, you know, us gathering together when we started the, you know, the movement of growing the chamber and so forth and so on. It was a challenge. It takes a village. So I cannot say I'm going to take the whole credit. There were the likes of Marisa Gonzalez, Hector Barron, Rafael Nung, Guillermo Rodriguez, Arturo Latimer, and so forth and so on, that committed themselves to make sure that we have some kind of representation in the business world.
Oye, esto va dedicado a todos los barrios de Puerto Rico.
Trujillo,
dedicado al barrio de La Perla.
Gilberto was able to find and create community at the Hispanic Chamber, and they had their challenges to get through, which also created many opportunities that we are able to take advantage of today.
Like any other organization, you know, it started as a business, obviously, oriented organization at that time, and then it kind of like went into the social mode, and there were divisions internally. So those divisions needed to be taken care of and addressed. And, you know, nothing is perfect. I mean, I'm sure that there's still divisions and there's still people that feel that they are left out, right? But we try to get together to tackle each corner of the community, to invite, to make sure that we were as inclusive as possible, because the challenge was that we wanted to make sure at that point in time that we were able to be counted on and have some kind of participation. So just imagine, you know, in the past, in the 1930s, I understand that there was a very popular Mexican newspaper that had gone on the wayside right after we didn't maintain that. We wanted to establish some kind of communication. So out of there, you know, Que Pasa newspaper came in, and then after that, Red Latina continue that. I mean, I can tell you, El Mundo, we did a podcast with the chamber, which was a MP3 called Comercio Hispano. And we, you know, we did a lot of different things in order to start that, a system of having communications. And that's what then led me to say, you know, let's see if we can go and broaden this and make it, you know, since I have this desire to be on television, and SDL TV, which used to be Channel 16, asked me to do a television show in Spanish. I said, well, now I have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to start spreading the word about the community. And that's where the transition happened. But it was because of the challenge that we have on how we would be able to be counted on to be on that table in everything that was happening here in San Luis.
His dream of being on TV was becoming a reality, and Gilberto found himself creating and innovating to build community from the ground up. And as he started opening doors for himself, he was also opening doors for you and me and all of us who are here in St. Louis and learning a lot of things along the way. from St. Louis Public Radio
and PRX.
This is
We Live Here Auténtico.
Welcome back. I am so inspired by Gilberto. He has been able to accomplish so many things with his career. The amount of determination to get things done is just amazing.
I agree. He gets things done. And let me tell you, Gilberto has now lived longer in St. Louis than in Puerto Rico. After 30 years of hard work and dedication, he is ready for others to take the lead and understands what an exciting opportunity it is to bring new ideas and perspectives.
Mi gente, ustedes, lo más grande de este mundo, siempre me hacen sentir un orgullo profundo. Lo llamé, vengan conmigo.
Everybody has a place and time to do the work that they need to do, but I believe wholeheartedly, that's why I'm so excited that you're doing this, and that you're doing this, you're doing a podcast on NPR, because I never wanted to be the person that everybody wanted to come to and said, oh, you're the media person. It is all about giving the opportunity for new generations to come in. And even if they have to break the box and break the house and rebuild it, let them do that. Do it. Just do it, because allow people to come in and bring new ideas, new information, whatever, new desires, new passions to the table so we can continue to move the community forward. But as long as I am here and I want to be the one that everybody thinks of, I don't want people to think about me. I did my work, and now this is where you are, right? So I recommend to everybody that is in my position of being a dinosaur, step back. Let that new generation take over. Break the house. Build it again if they need to do that. Don't go like, well, you know, we always did it this way. We, you know, you have to stick with the plan. No, the hell with the plan.
As you are listening to Gilberto's words, think of times in which you have been the only one doing something, or maybe the first one ever doing it.
He has been in that situation many times, and he sees opportunity in those scenarios and runs with it.
You know, I lied to be an advocate for the communities that I represent or that I am a part of. So, for example, I'm a board member of PROMO, which is LGBTQ rights organization, and we work very closely with the legislature in Jefferson City to make sure that, you know, bills like anti-trans bills or bills that are against the LGBTQ community, regardless of where you come from, they're, you know, are not harmful to us, right? So we advocate and fight for legislation, or fight against legislation that's going to be harmful. I'm also, you know, a commissioner with the Missouri Historical Society. So to me, it's very important, because we got to establish that legacy of our presence here in the state of Missouri from the beginning, right? And how it's going to look 30 years from now, as we continue to see the demographic shift that's happening. So that's very important to me. And, you know, I just look at where my value will be, where can I contribute, and then be an advocate. So my interest of all the things that you do with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, for example, I know that I don't have to be there, because my time and my talent and my experience, I think, is better served in an organization that has no connection to the Latino community or the LGBTQ community. So I can at least open up that door. So then you can walk through and finish the job.
For Gilberto, embracing his true self was not always easy, but even with difficulties, the only option for him was to be authentic.
which reinforces the mission of our podcast, as well as the work that several other organizations are doing to share our stories and that encourage each other to tap into our uniqueness and embrace it.
You know, so I had to put my sexuality aside, although I'm very open. So it was very important to me for you as an individual to see me at that point in time as I am, so not somebody that I'm fabricating out there. Although, you know, my sexual identification or my identification in gender, it doesn't, you know, it's not nobody's business. It's my business. I felt like, you know, I was just going to be authentic. So if we had a conversation where I needed to step up and talk about my experience as a gay Latino, Afro-Latino person, I would step on and you know, talk to you about it. And then lead that way. Was not without controversy. But you know, you just keep moving forward. You keep forging ahead. I mean, if I'm going to let the way that I feel about another person be in the way of me moving forward, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. You know, because when you are authentic, you can give the best. You can give 150% of you. And that is the biggest problem that we have. Like, if we allow people to be themselves, they can give 100%, 150% of their talent to something. And that it's nothing but better for the community, for the organization, for everybody, even the individual. So you're in a very much different position because we, you know, I will say that the door has been opened, the path has been laid.
It really comes full circle, Gabby. Us being here and doing this partnership with St. Louis Public Radio is in direct relation to the work Gilberto and so many others have done in the past to open up opportunities for everyone that has come after. When I see Gilberto, I see myself. And I know that I can because of him. The door is open.
When we come back, Gilberto shares his vision for the future of St. Louis.
Welcome back. If you had an opportunity to transform our region forever, what would you do? What things would you add? Or why would you eliminate?
Oh my God, Alejandro, the things that I would do. Our city has a lot of potential, and we are growing in so many ways. The reemerging from the pandemic has me seeing not just the gaps, but also celebrating all that we have been able to accomplish together. And we need to keep working within and across communities to be a better city for everyone, because we all have a responsibility. We are, by definition, a part of the system that we are trying to change. And if we want to change that system, sometimes we need to change ourselves too. That being said, I really like Gilberto's thoughts on that.
You know, I want to walk into a St. Louis where people are talking different languages, whether it's Spanish or, you know, Afghani or anything, Ukrainian. I would just love to see a society, a community that is welcoming to everybody, whether you come from, you know, Ukraine or whoever, whatever. And I want to see a community here in San Luis that is very welcoming also. And I think we're almost there. But still, you know, the knowledge, it's building up, but the knowledge of or the recognition that we have foreign-born communities and so forth, it's not up to where it's supposed to be. So I would love for every organization to be very intentional and recognize that people from other places, you know, foreign-born brown people that are coming here are making a mark, are making an impact, revitalizing and contributing to what's happening, and not just being talked about as, oh, we want you here because we want to have that representation, you know. Don't say too much. But stay in that table, but don't talk too loud. I want to see a community here in San Luis that equality really means equality.
¿Y para ti?
Y para mí, déjame ver una cabaña en la playa. próximamente, nada más que disfrutando de cócteles y piña coladas allá en el paraíso, en una playa.
Con un cabana boy.
Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe more than one cabana boy.
Let's do this.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, I mean, long term, I would love to be in the tropics again. But right now, I'm enjoying my ride. And, you know, I'm thinking that I'm living my best life. And we, if I can plug in, we at Cortex are doing an amazing amount of work to make sure that we offer equity. Economic equity for people in that are in marginalized communities, that they want to be innovators and so forth, and they don't have the resources. And we're working really hard at that. You're part of that team, Gabriela, and you know we have a lot that we have already accomplished, but we have a lot of more work that we need to be doing. So hopefully Cortex will be around for a long time. So yes, we can get that done.
If you're wondering about his TV career, he, of course, continues to work in his own telenovela.
Once in a while, I do En Breve, you know, probably like once a month, and it's depending on the time that that I have in order to do this, because as you know, producing a show, it takes a lot of time. So I'm doing that. I'm nothing in the horizon right now. You know, I'm represented. So if there's an MC gig or any place that I need to speak or whatever, I will jump and do that whenever I'm solicited. So that's as long as they go through the agent.
That's the key. Talk to my agent.
Talk to my agent. You know, I always say that because, no, and the reason why, just because of the audience that's listening, I don't want to say, yeah, I don't want to be pompous about it, but you are talented and you bring something that is worth paying for to the table. So if you don't recognize that talent, and if you don't recognize that everything that you do, that you bring to the table, is worth something. Not just, oh, thank you for doing it. You have taken the time, you have taken your energy to put into whatever it is that you're doing. So you need to be compensated for that. So that's why I always say, talk to my agent.
Oh my God, I agree with that 100%. There have been many times that I get asked to do a presentation on different topics, usually during Hispanic Heritage Month or to a board, etc. I get there with my experience, knowledge, and talent, and most of the times, I get a sandwich. If you are listening and this hits home, let's say together, talk to my agent.
Without a doubt, Gilberto walked us through his journey of moving to St. Louis and accomplishing the dream he had since he was a little boy in Puerto Rico. Ese niño que soñaba estar en frente de la cámara. St. Louis was the city that helped him realize that dream. And now Gilberto is making sure that whoever comes after him, that their goals are accomplished too. But you can only do that if you are auténtico.
So authentico is being authentic, right? So anything that I can bring to the table, that it's realness. I do not play around with mincing words or trying to be sometimes. So authentico means be your 150% self in every situation that you're in. When you walk into the room, let people know that you're there, but you're there because you are being authentic to yourself. So that means that your confidence level is high. That means that not being cocky, because that's a different story, but that means that you are present and you are present in your legit self. That's what auténtico means to me. All I want to say is like congratulations on the podcast and then hopefully soon be a broadcast and everything that you're doing, keep forging ahead. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody tell you, nah, you can't do it. No, believe in yourselves. Believe in you and understand the environment that you're in, that you're going to be in an environment that may not be welcome, but then forge the path so it can become a welcoming environment. So sometimes we get, you know, discouraged. But when you get discouraged, you need to think, okay, if I may say this, God, you know, open up the door for me, guide me, and then let's move forward.
You heard that. Don't let anybody stop you. How amazing is Gilberto? It feels so good knowing that St. Louis has people like him rooting for our city, for us.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
He has devoted 30 years of his life in the city to make it welcoming for others. There is no question that his work has changed the region for better. Gracias, Gilberto.
Thank you, Gilberto. We are personally so grateful for you and for continuing to open up spaces and places for other Latinos.
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream.
So make sure to follow his work on STL TV when he hosts the En Breve show, as well as his work at Cortex. And thank you for listening. We'll catch up with you at our next episode.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
We Live Here is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Find out more about our guests, get show notes and more information, and of course, check out our previous episodes at welivehere.show. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Thanks for listening.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.